Welcome back to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today we're looking at a piece by Brett Allegri Wood called 80% of your workforce is quietly rejecting AI and losing 51 days a year.
And if that headline didn't make you sit up a bit straighter, the data underneath it absolutely will.
So this is built on a WalkMe survey of 3,750 executives and employees across 14 countries. The finding is stark. 80% of enterprise workers are actively avoiding or rejecting the AI tools their employers have deployed.
Which sounds extreme until you break it down. 54% deliberately bypassed their company's AI tools in the past 30 days and just did the work manually instead. Another 33% haven't touched AI at all.
They knew the tools were there, they just chose not to use them.
Right. And Brett makes a point that's really important here. This isn't ignorance, it's a rational response. Workers are being handed tools they don't trust for workflows that were never redesigned with no clarity on what happens to their role once the system is fully trained.
And the cost of that rational choice is enormous. The WalkMe research puts it at 51 working days per employee per year, lost to technology friction. Workarounds, incompatible systems, fighting the very tools that were supposed to help.
Compare that to what Goldman Sachs found when workers actually use AI correctly. 40 to 60 minutes saved every single day.
So on a 50-person team with 40 resistors, you're not just missing out on those time savings, you're being anchored. Brett calls it running two companies under one roof, one moving forward, one stuck in 2019.
Now, who do you think is leading the resistance? I'd have assumed older workers, people less comfortable with tech.
Completely wrong, as it turns out. The American Customer Satisfaction Index shows Gen Z, the generation that grew up with smartphones, post the lowest AI satisfaction score of any generation, 69 out of 100.
That's genuinely surprising, but the reason Brett gives makes sense once you hear it. It's not about fluency, it's about trust. Gen Z watch social media platforms harvest their data and manipulate their attention. They look at enterprise AI and they see the exact same playbook.
They want to know precisely how their data is being used. A black box that makes decisions for them isn't an assistant, it's a threat.
And that carries straight into the financial services numbers in the article. 75% of people say it's critical to know when AI is being used in financial decisions. 80% think companies should reimburse them for any mistakes driven by an algorithm.
The point Brett draws from that is sharp. Your employees are also your customers. The skepticism they feel about AI handling their mortgage application is the same skepticism they bring to work when you ask them to use an AI agent for a client proposal.
So what's the boardroom doing about all this? Because every executive I hear from assumes deployment equals adoption.
That's exactly the illusion Brett names. KPMG research found 65% of C-suite executives have stopped measuring traditional return on investment from AI. They've declared it a strategic imperative and assume the workforce will follow. 58% of UK organizations plan to invest more than $50 million in AI over the next 12 months.
Spending more on a problem they're misdiagnosing.
Deloitte's data confirms it. Only 34% of organizations are genuinely reimagining their business models with AI. The other 66% are bolting a chatbot onto a broken process and calling it transformation.
And Gartner has put a hard date on where that leads. By 2027, 40% of agentic AI projects will fail entirely because companies are trying to automate broken processes instead of redesigning the work itself.
You can't fix a flawed workflow by adding AI to it. You just make the broken process run faster, generating more errors, which your team then spends hours cleaning up. No wonder they're rejecting the tools.
So what are the 20% who are getting it right actually doing differently?
Gartner's research is specific. The successful organizations invest up to 4 times more capital in data quality, governance, and change management than their peers. They treat AI as an operational and cultural challenge, not a technology purchase.
The model Gartner points to is worth understanding. They call them decision pods, small cross-functional teams, one technical person, one business person, augmented by AI agents, not replacing the workforce, redesigning it from the ground up.
Brett's practical section gives you 3 things to act on. First, audit your data foundations. Poor data fed into a language model produces highly articulate garbage. Your team sees it immediately, loses confidence, and abandons the tools permanently.
Second, redesign the work, not just the task. Don't ask how AI can do the current steps faster. Ask how AI can eliminate the need for those steps entirely. That's the actual intervention.
And third, address the fear directly and explicitly. Be clear with your team about what AI means for their future. If the goal is to free them from administrative drudgery so they can do high-value work, prove it. through training, support, and results. A memo isn't proof.
That third one is what most leaders skip. They announce the rollout, they assume buy-in, and then 6 months later, they're wondering why the adoption numbers are flat.
My action for this week? Go talk to three people on your team who you suspect are quietly working around your AI tools. Don't make it a performance conversation. Just ask what's getting in the way. You'll learn more in 30 minutes than from any dashboard.
Mine is to take one workflow this week and ask not how to make the steps faster, but whether those steps need to exist at all. That's the redesign question, and most businesses haven't asked it yet.
The full article is at anabu.ai. And if you want to see where this applies in your own business, there's a free AI audit you can book there. Worth doing before you spend another dollar on tools your team isn't using.
See you next time.